Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 376 for January 6th, 2026.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's been a while since I had a podcast episode. Took some time off for the holidays, but hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas, happy holiday season, and a Happy New Year. We're back today for a crazy pin release Tuesday, starting off 2026. There were 6 pin releases at Walt Disney World, and then there was 2 exclusives out of Disneyland. But we'll talk about those at the end of the episode here. I don't have anything for housekeeping. Just to give a heads up, though, we will have our January giveaway coming soon. I don't know about this week. Probably next week it'll go live. All right, let's head into the pin news. First, we want to start with ourselves at DPB Store. I also want to say thank you to everyone who purchased our Cinderella Carriage pin release last week. We released that on January 1st. To kick off the new year, and it sold out in about an hour and a half. It was one of our first jumbo pins, actually larger jumbo pins, comes in about 5 inches in size, and the two pins are connected with the chain element. I think it came out beautiful, and yeah, I just want to thank everyone who purchased that pin. Also, in case you missed it, at DPB Store, we had our very first Disney Villains Mystery Pin Set release. It is limited edition of 200. 6 pins in total, 1 randomly selected per box, and it features Maleficent, Evil Queen, Ursula, Scar, Hades, and Jafar. Those are still available now at DPB Store. And then this Thursday, we will have a new exclusive releasing at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, next up is DisneyStore.com and Disney Store retail locations. They had their very first drop for 2026. And their new monthly collection is called Brush of Magic. There were 2 pins that released on Tuesday, January 6th, features Maleficent and Sorcerer Mickey. These sold out online very quickly, but I did see they were also available at the New York Times Square store. They are limited edition of 2,250, and the price is $24.99 each. Next up is Box Lunch. They had a ton of new blind box pin sets. There's actually more that we haven't covered yet, but we'll get those blog posts up soon. First is the Pocket Watch blind box pin set. Mickey and Friends, 6 pins in total here, featuring Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, Donald, and Daisy. They're bronze in color with a hinge design, and the price is $16.90 per pin. Then there was a new Disney Villains Potion Bottle Liquid Glitter blind box pin set. There's also a princess version of this mystery set, which we already covered, but this is the villain version featuring Mother Gothel, Scar, Hades, Maleficent, Ursula, and Evil Queen. Those are also $16.90 each. Next, there was a new blind box pin set for the Avatar Fire and Ash movie. 6 different character pins here, and the price for those is $12.90 each. Then there was a new Disney Princess Fan Dangle blind box pin set. The characters feature Mulan, Jasmine, Ariel, Rapunzel, Cinderella, and Tiana. Those are also $16.90 each. And then lastly, we posted about the Zootopia 2 blind box pin set. This came out within the past, I'd say, month or so, but the characters feature Nick Wilde, Judy Hopps, Gary, Clawhauser, Gazelle, and Nibbles. And that is $12.90 each. Next up, we'll head over to Aulani Disney Resort and Spa in Hawaii. They had their 2026 dated pin release. It features Mickey and Minnie with a pin-on-pin design. And I think it is limited release. And I'm not sure of the retail price on that. Next, we'll head overseas to Shanghai Disney Resort. They had a new mystery pin set called Duffy and Friends Little Companions. There are 7 pins in total here, featuring Duffy, Shelly Mae, Cookie Ann, Lena Bell, Gelatoni, Olu Mel, and Stella Lou. Next up is Hong Kong Disneyland. We posted the January releases, and there's only 1 this month. That's all they had up on their website, at least. And it is the next pin in the Vinyl Record Player series, which features Mickey Mouse. Limited edition of 400. Next is Tokyo Disney Resort. They had a new mystery pin set for It's a Small World with Groot. There are 12 pins in total here, and that is exclusive to Tokyo Disneyland. And then went over to Disneyland Paris. They put up their January pin flyer with all the releases for this month. There's some 2026 dated pins, Disney Animals, Hercules, Genie, and more. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks in America. First up, there are four new open edition ice cream character pins that released. I spotted these at the end of last month in December. There is a Buzz Lightyear, Maleficent, Sully from Monsters, Inc., and Stitch. They feature a kind of like a 3D design with a PVC element for the ice cream, and they are $17.99 each. Next, there's a new Disney Vacation Club member pin. This is also part of the 2026 Dated series. It is limited release, and the price is $21.99. It features Mickey and Minnie as well. Next, there is a Tiana's Bayou Adventure pin set that released. And I spotted this one about a month ago. I think it was at Disney Springs and also found it at Magic Kingdom. But it features the critters from the attraction. Four pins in total there. And the price is $39.99. It is open edition. Next at Disney Parks, there were three new Moana open edition pins that released. One is Moana with the ocean. That is $14.99. Next is Moana and Samia. That one is $17.99. And then there is one with Pua and Heihei and the Kakamora, little coconut guy. Two pins on the card there, and that one is $22.99. And then last week, there was a new Magic Kingdom pin release. Well, it's actually all of Walt Disney World, but it features the little transportation car on Magic Kingdom with the castle in the background. And it reads, "The Most Magical Day Ever." It is open edition, and the price is $14.99. Spotted that one last week at Magic Kingdom. Then there were two more of those honorary kind of like name tag pins. One features honorary pin trader, one a trade, and the other one says Disney Parks honorary Mickey Mouse club member. Those are $14.99 each. Then there was also a new character cluster pin, this one featuring Monsters, Inc. That is open edition, and the price is $19.99. And then lastly, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks. First, we'll start off with the Walt Disney World exclusives. And it was crazy this morning. I rope dropped Animal Kingdom. I got there about a half hour at least before the park opened. So I was in line at 7:30, and then when the park opened at 8, I got to the pin store, and the line was already insane. Probably one of the largest lines I've ever seen for a pin release Tuesday. Ended up waiting over an hour and a half, and by the time I got to the register, the Windows of Attraction pin was gone, the Winnie the Pooh Day pin was gone, and so was the Kingdom Hearts pin. So three of the six releases were sold out already. But I knew it was going to be crazy with the Kingdom Hearts and the Windows pins. So looks like it's going to be another nutty year in 2026. All right, so for the exclusives, of course, we have the first pin in the Windows of Attraction at Walt Disney World, which features the Haunted Mansion. Limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $26.99. Increase on these limited edition prices here. And then the next exclusive at Walt Disney World was the first pin in the Play Along Pins series. It features Goofy with the gumball machine, limited edition of 2,000, and the price is $24.99. And then the third exclusive in Florida was the first pin in the Fantasmic Quarterly Collection. It features Mickey Mouse with a pin-on-pin design. That is limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $24.99. Then we'll head over to Disneyland for their exclusives. They received the first pin in the Walt's Magical Moments collection. It features Steamboat Willie, limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $24.99. And then the second exclusive at Disneyland was the Disneyland 70th Anniversary Box pin set. The box opens up and features five pins on the inside. One has a hinge element for the lunchbox there. But this pin set is limited edition of 1,500, and the price is $89.99. And then we had these shared pin releases on both coasts. There was the, of course, most popular pin of the week, I'd say, the Kingdom Hearts with a little dangle element there. Limited edition of 4,000, and the price is $24.99. And then the second shared release was the Winnie the Pooh Day 2026 pin featuring Christopher Robin and Pooh. That is limited release, and the price is $21.99. And then the final shared pin release on both coasts was the fourth and final Star Wars Cockpit Quarterly Collection. This one features Kylo Ren, limited edition of 3,750, and the price is $29.99. All those pins I just mentioned released on Tuesday, January 6th. All right, so I guess that's gonna do it for episode number 376, your January 2026 week one Disney pin news. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.